I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. U.S. Marines and coalition forces continued their push into southwestern Afghanistan today. It's day two of a major military operation aimed at clearing out the Taliban and winning over local residents. There have been sporadic clashes. Rajiv Chandrasekaran of The Washington Post is embedded with Marines and is now back at Camp Leatherneck. Rajiv, paint a picture for us. What's going on where you are and what you've seen today?
Well, what we have going on today is Marine units fanning out across the Helmand River Valley in southern Afghanistan. Their mission, as you note, is to try to win over, essentially, the allegiances of the local population by promising to protect them from the Taliban. In some areas, the Marines have been able to begin that process of engagement with local elders and other residents. But in other parts of the region, the Marines have found themselves under some pretty stiff resistance, particularly around the town of Garmsir. Marines have been engaged in hours-long firefights, and in one case actually had to call in an airstrike on a building. It's worth noting that the Marines took it as a point of pride that in the first day of the operation, they didn't have to rely on artillery or airstrikes. But some of the fighting today proved to be sufficiently intense that they had to take that step. Now, Marine officials have noted and taken great pains to note that they actually surveilled the building that they were hitting with a bomb for many hours to conclude that there were no civilians inside, recognizing that killing civilians here could well fundamentally jeopardize their efforts to win over the local population.
How are the Marines being received by the local population?
Well, it's still very early days. One point worth noting is that Marines who pushed very far south in Helmand province into the town and district of Kanishan had hoped to conduct some meetings with village elders down there. And it turned out today that nobody really wanted to come out and meet. It's worth remembering that residents of southern Afghanistan have at times encountered NATO security forces, but because those forces, principally British here in Helmand province, haven't been of sufficient strength to sort of hold these areas and to maintain a permanent presence, they come and they go. And so a lot of residents here just don't yet believe that the Marines are here to stay and so are hanging back, a little unwilling as yet, just in these first few days of the operation, to come out decisively on one side.
Is it too early to say, do you think, Rajiv, whether the kind of new hearts and minds strategy that the Obama administration wants to apply in Afghanistan is working?
I think it still is too early. It's going to take some weeks, if not months. And the real measure here probably will not be in the number of Taliban who are killed, but whether the towns and villages across this river valley start to come back to life, whether shops open up, whether schools restart, whether the local police forces are able to go out and patrol, and whether the local district governors are able to get back to their offices. And that's still a long way off.
One of the daily kind of mundane problems, if you will, the Marines face right now is the heat there. What's it like, and how are the Marines and how are you, Rajiv, handling it?
Well, I can tell you that the heat is oppressive. In fact, it's more than that. It's incredibly dangerous out here. The outdoor daily temperatures in the middle of the day are somewhere north of 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And when the Marines are wearing their body armor, they're wearing their helmets, they're carrying packs with, in some cases, 70 or 80 pounds of gear, it can lead to heat exhaustion and heat stroke very quickly. There have been several Marines who've been medically evacuated because of heat-related injuries. And a key challenge for the Marines is resupplying the units in the field with additional bottled water. And so their nightly helicopter runs across this area where the helicopters are sort of hovering over the ground and pushing out big pallets of water to the forces in the field.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran of The Washington Post, embedded with Marines who are fighting in the Helmand River Valley in Afghanistan. He's been speaking with us from Camp Leatherneck. Thank you so much for your time.
A pleasure to talk to you today.